It's Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. How's your body holding up while working from home? For a lot of people, it's taking a toll on their necks and backs. Poor ergonomics and weeks of bad posture has led to backaches, neck pain, and headaches. Aaron Zittner, reporter for the Wall Street Journal, joins us for what to do to help your body out. Thanks for joining us, Aaron.
You bet. Glad to be with you.
I saw this article from you, working from home is taking a toll on our backs and necks. And right away, I threw my hands up in the air and I was like, that's exactly what's happening to me. You know, as a lot of people have been working from home, they've had to quickly make a home office. And, you know, not everybody has done it the right way, per se. I can only speak for myself. I have no space in my house really for an office setup. So what I had to do was, we have like a little kitchen nook, and that's where I've set my thing up. And it's a hard bench. I have no back support there. And sometimes after working a whole day there, my back is killing me. But that's kind of what's happening to a lot of people. Aaron, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, your experience is what I heard from a lot of ergonomics people and physical therapists and chiropractors. We were all sent home, or a lot of us were sent home. Those of us who work in office jobs were sent to work from home. And the first month was about finding a place to work. And if you're fortunate to have a home with some space in it, maybe you took to the sofa or an armchair. But I was also hearing about people in cities who were crying on the phone with their doctors saying, oh, my roommate claimed the kitchen table and I'm stuck working all day in the bedroom and I'm on the bed and my back is killing me. So the first month for a lot of us was about finding a place to work. And what I found is that the second month, now that we're 8 weeks into this, is about the pain that's come from not quite getting it right. We haven't nailed the ergonomics, and the muscle strain has built up now for 2 months and is really causing a lot of problems. This is a second month problem more than a first month work from home problem.
And one of the craziest things is you think you have this comfy chair that you can sit in, and you set up maybe with your laptop or something and do some emails, whatever the case may be, a meeting or something. And even that comfy chair, just the way you're sitting in it, is doing you all sorts of wrong.
That's right. I mean, our homes are set mostly for comfort. Where are we going to sit when we watch TV or read a book? But now that we're doing those things, we're still watching TV. We're still reading a book. We're probably spending more time watching TV. And we're also spending the rest of the day with our laptops in that same chair or on that same sofa without proper posture. It's really building up. And you combine this with the fact that a lot of people are more sedentary now. I know I used to go to the gym before work. I don't do that now. At the least, I would walk to my car, go park it, and then walk to my office. There are fewer opportunities to change your posture and to stretch your legs, and that's compounding problems.
Yeah, I'm on in the kitchen nook on a hard bench. Sometimes I'm in that comfy chair writing emails. Sometimes I'm laying down in the bed, reading and doing some research. I was even outside getting attacked by a squirrel on one day. I've been all over the place with this whole thing. And one of the other things that has been bothering a lot of people too, beyond the finding a comfy workspace, is actually working on the laptops and our cell phones. And the way our neck is positioned is also beginning to bother a lot of people.
Yeah, no, you're hitting something important. A lot of us are creating strain because we work on laptops and we look down at the screen and then we look at our phones and spend a lot of time on TikTok or email or whatnot on our phones, and we're looking down at our phones. And a couple of chiropractors said that your head, depending on your male or female or who you are, can weigh 12 pounds or so. But when you're angled down and your neck is angled so that you're looking down at a screen, a laptop or a phone, your neck muscles have to hold up what becomes the equivalent of 60 pounds. And over time, that creates a lot of strain and you can get headaches and backaches.
So you spoke to a few chiropractors and ergonomic specialists for their recommendations on how to reduce stress on the body. This is going to be going on for a little bit of time still. So what can people do to help themselves?
What I was told by a number of people is, number one, don't look down at that screen. If you're working on a laptop, buy a stand for it or put some books under it so that the screen is raised and your eyes should be about at the level of the monitor so that you're looking across at the screen or slightly up rather than down. To make that work, a lot of people are going to need to buy an external keyboard or a mouse, because you don't want to raise your laptop on some books, then have to raise your arms up high to type on the laptop. You want your arms to be at kind of 90-degree angle at your sides, about the same level as your elbows. You want your keyboard and mouse to be at about the same level of your elbows. So if you can raise the screen and then to get a detachable keyboard to keep that lower down at elbow height, you'll be better off. And that goes for your phone, too. Don't look down at your phone. If you're typing on your phone, maybe kind of tuck your elbows on your chest and raise your phone so that it's closer to eye level.
Some of the other ones, don't slouch, you know, sit up straight with a little arch in your back. And, you know, it's some of these same things that you get tips for in the office, you know, move around so you're not always in that same spot, just to help relieve some of the muscles. But, you know, you got to take care of your body and your posture, even at home, especially since we're all spending so much more time there. Aaron Zitner, reporter at The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
You got it. Glad to be with you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.